Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Live with Kathy. On an absolutely chilling, chilling day in Chicagoland. Yesterday it was 8 degrees with a wind chill factor of 15. Today it is 2 degrees and it's absolutely beautiful though. And all of you that were hoping for a white Christmas, let me tell you, darlings, we do have a white Christmas. The snow isn't going anywhere. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. And Velika Gospa. Velika Gospa in Croatian is a big religious holiday. And I know how tender it is to all of our hearts to be celebrating the birth of Christ. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners in any country around the world. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. And right now, before I welcome Hugh Charleston, let me give you the guest call-in number, 347-637-3789. I'm opening the microphone to all of you that want to share your dearest, your most heartwarming story about the joy of Christmas. Now, in a moment, here we go. Hi, Hugh Charleston.
Hello, Christmas Angel. How are you, Kathy?
Well, we're freezing. Hugh, what? I don't know. They said that it was the coldest Christmas Eve in 9 years. And there was hardly a car on the road this morning because, you know, we are exercise evangelists. But I was amazed that when I got to the gym, it's only open for half a day. All the people that were there, I think they were getting ahead of, well, let's see if I could burn off a few calories to make room for all of the goodies at Christmas. Hugh, tell us about you and what does Christmas mean to you?
Well, Christmas is a very special time of the year. It's magical in many ways. And I have a belief in Jesus Christ. I leave anybody up to their own belief system because Jesus did that when he was alive. He never hit anybody over the head with a club and said, follow me, but he was all about love and unconditional love. And there is a very special word that I empowered that I would love to just give to people as a Christmas gift to keep in their hearts, whether or not they have the same belief system as I do or not, just understand this, the word joy has a hidden meaning in it, and when you create a word from each of the letters in the word joy, you discover the hidden meaning, and that is Jesus optimizes you. That's the magic in the season. That's the magic of Jesus. Just open your heart, whether or not you believe, and ask Jesus to come into your heart and transform your life with love, and it starts with yourself. Ripple that out into your family, into your community, and it will go global and raise the consciousness level because we're all here. We came here to learn the lesson of unconditional love and bless each other with that. That's my take.
Well, Hugh, why is it that so many people have a problem with if you're going to be happy together, you have to be happy alone. If you're going to embrace joy and gratitude, you must own it. It's a mindset. And then I need to expand on that. Why is it that this joyous season lasts only 2 or 3 weeks? Why is it that it can't prevail the entire year? What happens after December 31st? We're into the new year. And all of the resolutions, you know, have gone to the wayside. They last about 72 hours. But why What is it about people that they can't truly embrace the meaning of loving and giving?
Well, number one, they refuse to realize simple facts. Number one, we're all spiritual beings. They get spiritual at Christmas because it's a magical time again, and it's a time to give gifts and get gifts, but that's materialism, and that's not the true meaning of Christmas. So when you go into your heart and look at your life and understand that you're a spiritual being, and 100 years is like the blink of an eye, you're going to go back into spirit. You can't take these material things with you. Then that's where you begin to focus on, gee, what am I really doing with my life? And that's where Christmas gifts like your book, Choices, really can make a difference in someone's life overnight if they will just take the time. And that's another thing you have to just get quiet and still and listen to the inner voice that is looking to guide you to, and always go with the voice that is doing good things, not putting blame or making excuses, but what can I do with my life to make the world a better place? Even if it's only saying a prayer, that is an action that goes out into the universe, and that will come back and bless you in ways that you may not understand. And I did do an online magazine interview that I'd like to share, too, that might be inspirational for people to look up on the internet. It's my name, Hugh, H-U-G-H, Trawlsen, T-R-A-U-L-S-E-N, A Simple Man with a Big Message. There's websites embedded throughout, and I've been through pretty much what everybody's been through and a whole lot more. But with all the negatives, I look to make lemonade out of lemons. And I know you do that too, Kathy, and you constantly tell people to do that. And
oh, but wait a minute, Hugh. You have to add a little bit of tequila. Now,
well,
what I want
weather,
you...
In this weather, definitely.
Okay, dear. Now, just hold. You mentioned the book, Choices. Now, don't go anywhere. I want you to hear a true story. And Lee is on the air. Let's just get her on. And this goes back to choices, awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. These are celebrities in their own rights that they took their life and turned it around. And I want you to hear Lee's story. Hello, Lee.
Hi, Kathy. Merry Christmas to you.
Well, thank
you. It's a pleasure to talk to you today.
Thank you, Lee. Now, we have Hugh Trawlsen on, and he just got through saying that a marvelous Christmas gift would be the book Choices. And, of course, that gave me a wonderful segue into your chapter in Choices. I mean,
yes.
And Lee, it is just remarkable. Remarkable. Now, I want you to know, this lady has more spunk than anyone that I have ever met. Now, just give us a brief overview of why you walked in to a president's office, corporate America, and said, I quit.
Well, you know, that was hard for me to do, as I'm sure it's hard for anybody to do. But I was determined I was going to... build my business so I could be independent, and I wanted that so bad, and I just thought that was the time to do it, and it was a relatively long period ago, but you know, I did it. And when I realized what I had done, and then had to come home and tell my husband, I wasn't too thrilled about that. But, you know, I made a go of it, and I was determined to make it happen. And with that under my belt, I just, you know, if I had to go out the back door and in the front door to create a situation that I was at work, I did that too. And when I look back on it and think about all the things that have happened, I'm still very successful. I mean, I made a move last April into a retirement community, and It was, I wasn't here 2 weeks before they recognized that I had something special. And they asked me to take over the entertainment, bringing in the entertainment into this community on a monthly basis. And I jumped in with both feet and have 2 years scheduled. They never heard of anything like this. They didn't know what it was like to have that kind of work done in their community. They thought I was just unreal. And I was very happy to do it because I enjoy the telephone, number one. And it was fun to talk to entertainers and get them here to do what we wanted them to do, to entertain the people that were here. And so that's another story. But, you know, I'm still continuing to do what I've done in the book, and that is to make good choices.
Now, on page 49 in Choices, I'm Adopted and Special. We Chose You by Letitia Patrick. And it starts out with, I quit. Man, that's a powerful statement. Enjoy the journey of a remarkable woman who's been taking quantum leaps all of her life. Letitia Patrick is a role model of optimism and hope, who never wavered from her determination to choose a career of becoming an entrepreneur over corporate America. The year 1973, she decided she had enough of corporate linear conduct. She knew it was her time to quit her position at Bell and Howell. Now, isn't this amazing? You see, it's a mindset, darlings, out there. No guts, no glory. You have to believe in yourself. I said earlier that if you're going to be happy together, you have to be happy alone. But if you're going to believe in the possibilities in America, which is entrepreneurial and just gives capitalistic, that gives you this great opportunity, it takes guts. Lee, how many times did you waver in your shoes and say, ooh, did I make the right decision?
Oh, probably every day for about the first 6 months. Mm-hmm. You know, you never think you've made the right decision. Yet you want to believe you have, and you work as though you have.
Mm-hmm.
And I just knew I made the right decision, and still do. I still believe I made the right decision.
Now, the important thing here, darlings, all of you, we're talking about a home-based business, which is absolutely running pandemic. Stay-at-home moms, stay-at-home dads, even corporate America that are going to work 9 to 5 every day and making others look good, you have this opportunity. But what truly set Lee apart from all the others that I hear about going into business, first of all, the mindset was there. And after she got over telling Jack, her husband who has deceased, and he said, well, you can't do it. What he said, didn't he almost intimate that women didn't have the chutzpah to run a business?
Well, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I was floored. I was absolutely floored with his comments to me. Mm-hmm. And you know what that did to me? That absolutely gave me the power to do what I needed to do. I wanted to show him every step of the way. I wanted to show him that I had made the right decision. And, you know, as the bonus checks come in and the money comes in, which was the way he probably... Well,
minimize or degrade.
Mm-hmm. And as I increased that money coming in to 2 and 3 and 4 and 5,000 a month, I kind of want to shove his nose in it.
Absolutely.
Because,
Now, let me tell you what she did. Now, here is the formula, darlings. All of you out there, get your pen and pad out. And first of all, pick up the mirror and look at yourself and tell yourself how awesome you are and amazing you are and brilliantly talented. Most of you are living your life according to the dictates of other people. And you've heard me say over and over again, we teach people how to treat us. But what Lee did was different, and this is what you need to have a business plan. It is statistically, I think, in about 2 or 3 months, people who are starting their own business fail because the mindset isn't there. They don't have an outline. Now, what Lee did was unique. Although she was working from home, she got up every morning, got dressed as though she were going to work, took her keys, walked out the back door, came around the front door, walked into her office, and she was in business. If you do not have that mindset, then it's not going to work. And as a sidebar, if you truly are wanting to be in business for yourself and you have young children, teach them the science of making money. You know, they go to football games, they go to this class, that class. They haven't a clue about money. I just threw that in as a sidebar. This is the season of giving and loving. So when you just very quickly, when you went for your first car, what did Jack say?
The company was giving me a car. Mm-hmm. He said, they're not stupid. They're not going to give you a car. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, they are. And so I told them what kind of car I wanted. And the dealer called me and told me my car was in. And I said to my husband, you need to go with me because I'm too nervous.
Uh-huh.
I could have done this alone, of course. But mm-hmm. I wanted him there. And I wanted mm-hmm. him to see that I had earned this car and that the company was giving me the car.
Mm-hmm.
And he went with me, and they gave me the keys, and we drove the car away. And he looked at the rearview mirror all the way home because he was sure they were somebody going to follow us.
Mm-hmm.
He said he couldn't believe that, you know, they were that stupid to give me a car.
Oh.
Well, I was furious.
Oh.
I earned 8 cars.
And how many times have you traveled the world?
Oh, 18.
Isn't that amazing? And she did it by walking in and saying to herself, I've had enough of making you guys really look good. It's my turn. And didn't
yeah.
the president call you a traitor?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. He came to me and called me a traitor.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I had made the right decision. Mm-hmm. I had knew I made the right decision. And within 2 weeks, his secretary called me and said, we need to get Lee back here. We really made a mistake letting
mm-hmm.
her go.
Mm-hmm. Now.
But, you know, living through that, having somebody call you and or walk into your office and say, you know, you're being a traitor.
This is just amazing. Now, all of you out there, are you hearing what she's saying? Now, here's the beautiness of it. I make up words as I go along. She is in, I don't think she'll mind telling you, that she's in her late 70s, and every month she gets a residual check.
Oh, yes.
And she didn't even have to work for it. It just comes to her. Now, I don't know whether you're competing or comparing, but if you have that fire in the belly desire to make a difference in your life and to find out about you, the authentic you, then what your website is www.letitia.shackley.com. And she'll be more than happy to walk you through it, or you could get in touch with me. Now, give me a moment, all of you. I have to give you my contact information, Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, @sbcglobal.net. And you do know that I love to get love letters. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on my site, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and click on all of the buttons. You see, radio is performing arts. I am in performing arts. I love theater. And what it does is keep you right on target with what's happening in the world and keeping your mind sharp and clear, just as Hugh is doing and Lee. Now, all of you just hold one little minute. There is a lover of dogs calling. I have no idea who this is, so bear with me. I'll be right back, but let's find out. Hello there.
Yes, Kathy.
Santa Claus is fucking my ass.
Oh. Another naughty, naughty. Isn't that disgusting?
Oh, my Lord.
Did you hear that?
Yes.
Oh, shame on you. Sramisa. You brought shame to the family name. And you know, when I see, Hugh, are you on the line with us?
Yeah, so I was going to just interject. The law of attraction is simple and basic. What you put out, you get back. I would not want to be that person for what he just put out to the world, because that will come back at him in ways that he'll never comprehend. But that was his choice. Again, mm-hmm. He made a wrong choice. Your book and Lee are giving him correct choices, but there are people that will go a different path, and they'll be fully accountable for everything they do. The negativity they put out will come back bigger and worse than they ever knew.
Oh, thank you for that.
So right.
Just despicable. Boy, if that were my kid, he'd be slapped halfway around the world. Shame on you. But anyway, going back, so all of you, I'm not even going to erase that, because Hugh came in and brought in the law of attraction. What you put out there is exactly what you're going to get back. Whoa.
So right.
Merry Christmas to all of you out there. So now, Lee, what are you doing for your future? What do you see for the world?
Well, you know, it's the same as it was before. People have to give more than they're getting. Mm-hmm. You have to be sure that you're giving. Hugh is so right. I can't say enough about it, because the more you give, the more you're going to get. And that's true no matter what you're doing. If you change your attitude, your life will change.
Okay, now both of you, just give me your impressions now. Are we living in a loving and giving world?
Not exactly. I'd like to think so, but I don't think it's...
Why do you think it is?
Mm,
I totally agree with you. It is narcissistic. It's the only one that matters is me, myself, and I. Hugh, what's your take on that?
Well, we're very powerful manifestors, and we make our world. So I stay on a positive timeline and act as a way shower, and I feel that you ladies are doing that. So yes, there is a lot of pessimism, there is a lot of distractions, there's a lot of apathy, but again, I don't feed into that. I just say that, here, take a positive way, because, again, you're fully accountable for everything you do, so make better choices. Again, choices, it comes into play every second. And, you know, with Jesus' birthday, I want to refer back to when Jesus died on the cross. There was a murderer who asked for forgiveness, and Jesus said, "This day you will be with me in heaven." That murderer made a choice to ask Jesus. Jesus forgave him and brought him right up to heaven. So even up to your last breath, you can make a choice in your life. and that's why that book is so beautiful. And what Lee is doing as a way shower too is fantastic, because she went on a leap of faith and she held on to her faith, taking a step into the unknown, and just went with her heart and let that be her guide. I do want to correct one thing, because she earned every penny of what she got. These residual checks were from very, very hard work, and we heard her talk about that, that it was tough for the first 6 months every day to wrestle with whether or not she should give it up, but she didn't. And that's another thing. Thomas Edison failed thousands of times before mm-hmm. he finally was successful with the light bulb, and when asked about that, why did you fail so many times, he said, I didn't fail at all. I just found thousands of ways of not to make the light bulb.
Absolutely. And don't the two of you think today that people just don't have enough confidence in themselves, they don't have enough chutzpah, that it was Steve Jobs who said, oh, I would have loved to have met him, your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. All of you have inherent talents. You're here. 2013 is the year to reign supreme, to unleash the power of your voice. And solidarity while paying homage to those of us that have guts enough to stand up and say, this is the truth and this is what my belief system is, not changing. Hugh, I loved it when you said that religion and spirituality in your belief system, I never take anyone's away from them, because that may be all they have. It's an individual choice. And by our choices and by being the goodness of this world, we're role models. And people will want to follow. And it's going to be interesting to see what happens on January 1st, because I'm going to remind everyone that this is the year in which you promised to do so much last year. So many are good on intention but lousy on execution. Mm-hmm. Lee, do you have any parting words, any Christmas blessings, wishes for anyone?
Well, you know, they've got to trust in themselves and at least try. They can't use excuses. They've got to get out there and make something happen. And
isn't
that's what's so exciting.
Is it a belief in yourself, just knowing that you know?
Yes.
Because so many people stop 3 inches from gold, and
right.
I love it. You know, Kathy,
right.
God didn't want me to have this. My parents said that I wasn't smart enough to write a book. You would, words that hurt and words that empower. It is amazing. And actually what they're doing is just giving excuses for their own lack of belief in oneself. If you don't believe in yourself, how can you possibly step forward? Even though it's scary and you have to shift your strategies, it is doable. It's right there. Just hold your hand out. It's right there. And let the palm be up. It is right there. It's the asking. All you do is ask. And then get your bloated self out of your way. And sit quietly. You know, oh, listen, I was great. Until the truth really got to me. It was, yo, God. God's delays are not God's denials. Hold on, hold out, hold fast. Patience is genius. I said, yo, I just turned 80. Haven't I been patient enough? And then I have to realize, get myself out of my bloated nothingness. And it's amazing how many doors open if you truly believe. Now, what Christmas holiday memories do you have? What will you be doing, Lee, this Christmas?
Oh, I'm going to one of my sons.
Mm-hmm.
and in Naperville. And it's the first time. I am having a family party, but I'm doing it on the 29th. Here at the retirement community. Mm-hmm. And then the next day I'm having a friends party, about 20 friends from church, another party, just to show the place off and show them that I'm, you know, I may be living in three rooms, but, you know, I've got access to the rest of the place. So
Rooms does it take? How many houses does it take? How many cars does it take? It depends on whether, when we're talking about living in paradise, it's spiritual paradise or material paradise. And I think what you've done is blend both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're doing exactly what, you know, when it feels right, you know, you get that fuzzy feeling and mm-hmm. you know that it's just right. Hugh, doesn't that resonate with you?
Oh, most definitely. And I'm in a similar situation as Lee. I'm in a senior independent apartment building, but bliss in my little apartment. I'm changing the world from my dining room table, and it's going nicely. I'm just looking to kick it up a few notches. Along those lines, I have something totally transformative for people's lives, and this doesn't require much. It's a half hour of your time. Google my last name, Traulsen, Traulsen, and put the words video, V-I-D-E-O, bonding, B-O-N-D-I-N-G. Just look at that. This is the most exciting opportunity ever in the history of mankind. It's transforming the business world like never before, more so even than the Internet, because the Internet is still involved, but now with video. That's where everything mm-hmm. is going, and that's where people should gift themselves with their Christmas book choices, and then that will be the motivation for them to take action, become an entrepreneur, and learn about this exciting opportunity that you can do anywhere in the world. And with an investment of just a few hundred dollars, it can lead you into limitless income potential. So I don't know anything. I've never seen anything like this, and people that do come in and resonate with it, I don't sell it. That's the beauty of it. You don't sell it. You just present it to people, and this is a total technology change that every company and every nonprofit will be utilizing. If they don't, they may find their customer base sucked right out from underneath them without them even realizing. And it's going to bring truth and transparency into the forefront, which we all need. And I'm all about empowering women globally. It's their time. And you two ladies are right at the forefront of what's truly going to transform the world. So thank you for coming on today and allowing me to be a part of this wonderful show.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Just remember, all of you, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. This is why I never had any difficulty with men in their glass ceiling. I'm like, honey, we built that ceiling. If you want it, we give it to you. We give it to you. Because I know the power of women. Now, I'm going to have to take a little break. You may stay on and co-host with me, or if you have to leave, I understand that too. But you do know that Live with Kathy Consortium, I don't like to say it's sponsor-driven because my sponsors are partners. And it is, I want you to think of radio, and this is not going to be a long to do about it, but most people don't understand the dynamics of radio. Now, you're invited. Do you have a product? I don't know anything about you, but I'm into unshackling you from the old myths that you hung on to and you're not willing to let go. You truly don't know who you are, and this is a wonderful time of the year to recapture the spirit of the authentic you. Now, you call me at 847-882-8717. Do you have a business? Do you have a service? Do you have a product? And you know that change is constant. But you need to know how to shift your strategies to accommodate change. And when you're under my umbrella, you're really under my umbrella. Radio is a strong communicator reaching out with frequency, but it's the quality of what you have to say. It's the honesty. It is the education behind it, and it's all about you. So you could call me, and we'll decide whether or not you're a fit with my consortium. It's a 10-week contract, and I work with you on your little mini-mercial. And then here's the good part. I invite you to co-host with me. Now, and no loose cannons. I work with you. I script. Now, talk show is archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. And you could hear yourself. And that is mandatory. You're going to sit very quietly, and you're going to hear yourself on radio. And you're going to ask one question. Would I jump up and buy my product? And the first time everyone says, oh, I can't believe that was me. Could we do it over? Of course we are. Because you see, there were no mistakes. There's no such thing as constructive criticism. What we do is tweak. We find out where your strength is, and we find out what needs to be embellished a little bit. It's about you. It's about the infinite possibilities that you have to share with the world. So if you're interested, call me at 847-882-8717. And by the way, it is Boku affordable. If you wanted to rent a recording studio, you're looking at thousands and thousands of dollars. And one of my partners, Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. Well, you know, I married an ironworker, and I come from the world of classical ballet and haute couture, and they said it wouldn't last. Well, you know what? I had my doubts. But I think 61 years later, going through life's twists and turns and disappointments, we learned a great deal about each other. And then we decided we better stay together because who would put up with us at this point in life? It's been an exciting journey. And I love to acknowledge and recognize the ironworkers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. And as college-affiliated, you come in for 4 years, and you have to qualify ironworkers.org. If you want to know more about ironworking and the proud men and women who work in our trade, excuse me, log on youtube.com/unionironworkers or youtube.com/ironworkers impact. And they offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn. And then we have the Hoffman Estates Park District. Rika Cuff is in the book. You see, the book, darlings, is not a book that you're going to put on a bookshelf. It's not a coffee table book. It's a reference book. It's right here. And when you're in a quandary, when you're feeling that life threw you a lemon, you go, wait a minute, I'm going back to that book because there are 14 of us who shared our stories. Available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. And Rika Cuff, who is the 50-plus director of the consortium at Hoffman Estates Park District. Her story, Divine Interventions. In 2005, a trip into the south side of Chicago literally changed her life. heparks.org. And before you know it, darlings, you're all going to want to talk to Greg McIntyre. He's our personal CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. And you do know come on, contrary to what a lot of you are saying, looks do matter. I am a fashionista. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, and intellectualized, but never glamorized. You know, Amatica, you have this pandemic hold on youth, which is great. We all had it. But can you imagine turning heads when you're 70, 80 years old? I've seen it happen in pageants. 60 plus up to 85, we are shaping the world. I just don't know if you could keep up with us, but time will tell. You see, everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In The Elixir, which is a free book until December 31st, ebook, you have to contact me, KathyStudio at sbcglobal.net, or write to me at Post Office Box 95913 Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Aging is inside out, and we'll be talking about telomeres on another show, but this is not the time to do it. Because by your thinking, by your choices, you're either empowering you to really look good and feel good, because there's a psychological effect. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. It's your choice. Now, I do have a secret, and it's called Procaine Cream. I've been using it for over 20 years. Anger releases toxins into your body, but you see, I know how to neutralize the free radical damage in my body. But what about my face? It is so powerful that you use it only 3 times a week. Now, when you get in touch with me, it's affordable. I think it's under $50. But aren't you worth it? You get the ebook free. And you know what is so amazing about my book? It's my methods, my techniques. Move over, Ponce de Leon. When we say, do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. But let me go back and say, there may be just aspects of your life that you want to change. You're going to find solutions. I'm not medical. Let me do my medical disclaimer. Don't even attempt my exercise program. It's daunting. Don't even attempt some of the things that I have on my list of goals for 2014, because you haven't prepared for it. But the one thing that you can do is make that one tiny little step to take the spirit of Christmas with you. Let it embrace you. Let it just engulf you. When was the last time you hugged your husband or your significant other or your children and said, I love you? Really, stop and think about it. When did you say that? When did you tell someone, hey, you know, you really look good. What are you doing? Or are you so immersed in yourself that you can't see beyond your own nose, as the saying goes? You have this incredible opportunity to make your first goal. Write it down. That I'm going to keep the spirit of this holiday in my heart for time and all eternity. And then we have Edith Nam, an author, counselor, educator extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body. And she has a new book out too, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, hope, health, happiness. To learn more, enamm.com or email ensharesmile@aol.com. Her book is available at amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. I want you to know there are 3 books that you need to have right now. The Elixir, Choices, and Change to a Positive Mindset. There is so much toxic, negative thinking out there. They are not in my life. Am I angry? No. I just send them on their merry way because we're not supporting each other. It just isn't working. So you either have pep, positive energy, power, or you're one of these. My mind is set in cement, thoroughly mixed up, and permanently set. How could you possibly enjoy life or any of the seasons? Now, you've been listening to Hugh, and you've been listening to Lee, who said, I'm going to quit my job, and I'm going to come back and say, you know what, darlings, you don't need a college degree. And yes, you are smart enough. I don't know. Oh, the 24th, do you have more month than money? Having trouble paying your bills? Downsized? Pink slipped? Are you a solopreneur or are you retired? Because you're retired doesn't mean that you retire from life. You rekindle those coals, the passion. You rekindle the romance that has gone out of so many lives. Sidebar, I'll be doing a seminar on couples at the Hoffman Estates Park District, and it's going to coincide with Valentine's Day in February. I see them, and I see the lackluster in their eyes, in their walk. There's no joy. There isn't any, man, I am so grateful. I'm in joy that I get this opportunity to live another day. Because remember, tomorrow's promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Now, have I piqued your interest? Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshackley.com. This is a call to action, calling all men and women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is the year to reign supreme, to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. And this is the season to embrace it. You know, the days of getting wealthy by corporate America, by working for corporate America, are numbered. This is the year I want you to unleash your passion. How about this? Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Then think about your own business. There is a way to fulfill your dreams, to reach your goals. There is a way with a home-based business that offers infinite opportunities. You're challenging yourself while making money. All you need is that desire, that mindset to change, to achieve. So many are becoming wealthy today, starting from nothing. And it could be you. It's pandemic. The world is embracing the power of creating their own home-based business. By the way, all of you out there, I created my own when I was 25 years old. I didn't have a role model. I just sat back and said, yo, I can't go and work in the corporate companies. I tried it once, and they decided that I needed to own my own business because I had so many different ways to help them succeed and to improve. And I said, okay. So I went into the world of fashion, Hats by Kathy. I remember going to the lawyer with my mother-in-law who passed away, Edith. Oh, she was great. I paid $2 to have the Y changed to an I. And the rest was history. Kept growing and growing and growing. Because you see, not only are you helping yourself, but you're helping others achieve what they want. Isn't it Zig Ziglar who said that if you truly want to be a success in life, help someone get what they want?
Mm-hmm.
Now, log on to leticia.myshackley.com. And be ready to be wowed. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. And I wonder if all of you realize that this is your greatest gift. May I read a poem to support your greatest gift? What is your latest miracle? I looked across the land, the sand. I saw the artistry of God birds in branches, rabbits prancing from place to place, and trees holding hands with God. Well, what is your latest miracle? Said the voice. You're so geared to look for things. Well, all along, I brought you inner grandeur. Living life is a miracle. But you need not look afar. It's you. It is you. The kind of knowledge is a thing that comes in a moment like a light kindled from a leaping spark, which once it has reached the soul, finds its own fuel. And before I turn the microphone over to parting words with Hugh and Lee, I love this Chinese proverb, and I use it quite frequently. Because, you see, there are billions of people in this world, and the only thing that separates us are our thoughts. If we were to turn each other inside out, we have the same heart, we have the same lungs, we have the same inner workings, but it's our thinking that changes us. When there is light in the soul, there will be beauty in the person. Oh, when there is beauty in the person, there will be harmony in the house. When there is harmony in the house, there will be order in the nation. And when there is order in the nation, there will be peace in the world. And if there is to be peace in the world, let it begin with each one of us, with Lee, with Hugh, with me, with Bill, with Cindy, with Bob, with John William, extending the olive branch and caring about others. The Europeans think that the Americans are insane because they're so wedded to comparing and competing. So my wish from my heart to all of you is to find the essence of the meaning of giving and loving. Christmas returns, as it always does, with its assurance that life is good. Can you come home to love? What thoughts do you have on that, Hugh?
I just want to say that I was truly blessed with an archangel as a wife for 35 and a half years, and I just want to share a picture of her on her wedding day. It's on a blog, the word creativity777.com, and I constantly tell men that if you can learn to treat the woman in your life properly, you have the whole world in your hands. So I truly appreciate you ladies, and I'm looking to empower women globally in memory of my wife. And the poem I dedicated to her is in the President Ronald Reagan Library, and it sort of sums up what life should be all about. It's only three lines long. It's titled Caring, Sharing, and it reads, if you dare to care, then share. If you share, pay heed, God will reward every good deed. And if you truly contemplate the words of the poem, it will force you to take an action to help someone less fortunate than yourself. When you do that, you're actually blessing yourself, just the way Jesus said. And again, I thank you, ladies, and God bless you for the wonderful work you've done to bring more positivity and love into the world. And I do have one little parting suggestion. I know Kathy will probably pick up on it, do it, but I just thought of a great book for you to do, Life with the Silver Fox. By this time next year, and how long have you been married to the Silver Fox?
61 years.
God bless you.
Where did the time go? Hey,
well, just one
listen
thing, too, because I know people... It's a difficult time over the holidays. They may have lost a loved one, but that's the time to truly go into gratitude and look at the wonderful times you had together, and maybe in their memory, do something in their memory to make the world a better place. And again, if you can't do anything else, you can say a prayer, so at least do that.
Oh, thank you so much. Now, I do want to quote something from Dwight Eisenhower. I mean, I was just shocked when I read this. No man is worth your tears, but once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And for you men, no woman is worth breaking your heart, but once you find one that is, oh, she won't break your heart. That was my version of what he said. Lee, what parting words do you have?
Oh, my parting words are, if you've heard anything today at all, it should be, give it a try. You can't lose for trying. And if you do nothing, you've lost.
No guts, no glory. And honey, you got plenty of guts. And it's just taking. It was just taking that one step of belief in yourself. And this is a marvelous time to truly believe in yourself. And you know what? Another thing now, listen to me. Don't be a blabbermouth. What happens because you're so insecure, you're sharing your dream with someone that doesn't resonate with you? And by time you have to take action, you're all worn out. Have a reference group that supports you. I have three people that are my reference group. When I'm stuck, I call them because I know I'm going to get a true, unbiased answer. I'd rather have three that truly believed in me than to have 3,000 that just talk about it. So keep it to yourself, but surround yourself with people that are going to help you achieve your goal. Now, choices, Amazon.com, soft, hard, Kindle, ebook, and Nook. And Hugh, you gave me an idea. How about The Grump and the Glamour for my next book? The Silver Fox.
I still want Life with the Silver Fox.
I've been wanting to do this stage play, The Grump and the Glamour. And there are a couple of grumps that I know, but they were rather offended. And I thought, I better let that go. Thank you both.
I think that would be a great children's book. I love the title for a children's book for that.
Oh, Grump and the Glamour?
Yes.
Oh, that's an idea. But to all of you, thank you so much. It's been fun. And I want you to log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and be sure and click on December 24th. Thank you both. You have been a joy. And thank you for taking out your time. But let's just end with, 'twas the night before Christmas when all through the house, not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that St. Nicholas soon would be there. Oh, the children were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of sugar plums danced in their heads. And Mama in her kerchief and I in my cap had just settled down for a long winter's nap. When out on the lawn there arose such a clatter, I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow gave the luster of midday to objects below. When what to my wondering eye should appear but a miniature sleigh and a tiny reindeer. Darlings, my wish for you is a happy, happy, joyous Christmas. And to all of you, good night And remember to always be in your best spiritual elements. Until New Year's Eve, this is Kathy Watson saying au revoir, be happy, and the best of everything to you. Until then, au revoir.